Hi there. My name is Shannon Patrick Sullivan, and I'm the author of The Dying Days, a new dark fantasy novel from Killick Press, an imprint of Creative Book Publishing. You're listening to a podcast of an extract from the first chapter of The Dying Days. In this extract, our protagonist, Christopher Prescott, is trying to return a lost possession to a beautiful and mysterious woman he saw walking through a downtown St. John's bar. The door opened onto a back alleyway between the building on George Street and another which fronted onto Water Street. It passed along just one more edifice to Christopher's right before stopping at a chain-link fence facing the sidewalk. It extended farther to his left, bordered by four or five buildings, stone or brick, on each side, before finally ending at the outside wall of another structure, which had no doors leading into the alley at all. It was in this direction that the red-headed woman was walking. She was softly reciting words in a strangely accented language which tugged at Christopher's thoughts. Christopher was about to shout out to her, but the exclamation died in his throat as he realized that the woman was not alone. Walking to one side, and just a little behind her, was a thickly built figure, draped in an overcoat which looked as if it was a size or two too big for him. At least, Christopher assumed the person was male. The alley was cloaked in shadow, lit only fitfully by a handful of windows in the buildings which bounded it, and so it was difficult for him to perceive any distinguishing features. The figure's head was almost entirely bald, but for a thatch or two of thin, scraggly hair, giving him little indication one way or the other. Well, thought Christopher vaguely, so much for a nice one-on-one cafe latte. But he still had the object the woman had dropped, and was not so heelish as to decline to return it simply because his hopes for a date were suddenly diminished. Again he started to call out to the woman and her companion, and again he stopped without uttering a word. For Christopher had realized that the pair had walked past the last door leading out of the alley. Instead, they actually seemed to be making for the wall, which was the alley's eastern terminus, featureless, but for a small, bricked-up window on the upper story. Bewildered, Christopher started to wonder if perhaps these two were visitors to St. John's and had lost their way. But no sooner had this thought occurred to him than the woman reached the wall and, without so much as hesitating, passed into it. Despite himself, Christopher let out a small, choking noise, and his eyes widened in disbelief. No portal had opened up in the wall. Indeed, the stone surface appeared to be perfectly solid and unyielding. The woman had simply kept walking straight through it, as though it wasn't even there. The woman's companion, on the other hand, paused as he reached the wall and stood up straighter, as if alert for something. Feeling a little frightened now, Christopher slunk back into the shadows, pressing up against the wall of the bar. The person in the overcoat slowly pivoted his head to look back down the alley. Christopher was now desperately trying to make himself as small as possible, and so was not committing himself to scrutinizing the man's countenance. But even still, Christopher could not hope to miss the way. The ambient light in the alley glinted, gold and green, off the figure's eyes, in a manner not even remotely human. Christopher was more reminded of a lizard his friend Craig had briefly kept as a pet, and had to suppress a shiver. The man, the creature, surveyed the alley for several seconds more, before, apparently satisfied, he turned back to the wall. Like the woman before him, he passed impossibly out of sight. And that concludes this extract from The Dying Days. If you'd like more information about the novel, please visit shannonsullivan.com or look for The Dying Days online or in your local bookstore. The ISBN is 1-897-174047. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.